You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
You're very welcome back to the programme, 086 1800 964. Now, Friday night, Saturday morning, saw the news announced of the death of former US President George Bush Sr. He was 94. He has been receiving tributes over the past few days, and of course there will be formal state ceremonies in the US, I believe, on Wednesday. But we're also going to remember him this morning because George Bush was a good friend of Shannon Airport, to the extent that he was on first name terms with some of the staff there, given that he regularly travelled through Shannon, especially when he was the vice president of the US. He wrote a number of personal letters to then airport director Liam Skelly, thanking him for the hospitality afforded to him at Shannon. Liam is on the line now. Liam, good morning to you.
Morning, Gavin.
Thank you very much for joining us.
No problem.
I use the term a good friend of Shannon Airport because that is the term used in Shannon to describe George Bush in a little inscription under a photograph in the departures area there. He would have travelled through the airport quite regularly then, I take it?
Yes, he came through maybe five or six times in the 80s, and my first, I was the airport manager during the 80s, and I was expected to meet the various VIPs no matter what day of the week it was. So this was Sunday. My first meeting with him was on a Sunday evening in May. I was out in Loch Derg. The mayfly fishing was on, and I was very interested in the fishing and the mayfly fishing. Mm. I got a call to get to Shannon. He was coming in, so I went down and I told him. He just said to me, actually, why are you here on a Sunday? And I said, well, to meet you because you're an important visitor. And what will you do? I said to him, I was out fishing trout. He said, I'm a keen fisherman. He said, and what other sports do you like? Oh, I said, I love playing golf. And he said, oh, gee, I play the golf too. So he was very nice man, yeah, a real aura of decency and kindness about him, I thought.
So do I take it then that there was no grandeur about him, that there was no, I mean, there would have obviously been some sort of, I don't say pomp and circumstance, but there would have been respect for the office that he held as vice president, later president, of course, but I take it that wasn't airs and graces then from the way that you're talking?
No airs and graces about the poor man at all. He was just genuine, interesting, kind. We had big chats about once he was coming off the plane and the Irish Open was on and it had gone to sudden death. Still, Seve Ballesteros and Bernard Langer were playing and I got to the steps and he came down and I said, would you be interested in looking at the Irish Open playoff? He's gone to a playoff and he ran from the steps over and I after him and we looked at it, but we got on very well. I got lots of notes from him then.
Tell me about those.
He sent me, wait till I see, to my friend Liam Skelly. He sent me a photograph of himself and myself. To my friend Liam Skelly with warm personal best wishes, happy fishing. And then he sent me a note to say, oh yeah, even after he became, I wrote to him when he became president and he said, Barbara and I want to thank you for your congratulatory message. This was most thoughtful and we both appreciate it. We're of course delighted that the election is behind us and we're ready now to get on with the job. And then in 94, I had retired from Arienta and George Bush had become ex-president of America and he came through Shannon and he looked for me and he's on the 30th of the 4th, 95. Dear Liam, just stopped off for 1 hour, but I want to send you my best wishes. May your life be full of birdies and may the big ones always bite tight lines. And then, listen, start with a slow backswing. All the best, George Bush. And then the sideline said, Barbara also sends her best wishes to you.
That's fabulous. I mean, that talks there of a friendship. That's somebody who's remembered conversations down through the years and clearly enjoyed your company. That's a wonderful memento.
Yeah, we had, when one Saturday I got a call and I said, we ended up with seven daughters, but we had two at the time that could walk and run, Eleanor and Joanne, and I said I'd take them down to sit around while I was meeting the president, vice president. So he saw them and said, "Who are they, your children?" And I said, "Yes." So he said he'd want to meet them. And then he asked them, would they like to see Air Force, come out to see Air Force One? So he took us out and up the steps and walked around with his...
I don't think you'd get that now. And I don't mean that as a comment on the current president, but rather with security, etc., etc.,
that
things have changed, you know?
So I thought of that, that my goodness, like there could have been the most... important of secrets in that nobody would want that one of the girls would pick up and run away with
her. Absolutely. No. I was only talking to somebody yesterday about how you can no longer go to the cockpit of the aircraft again because of security, and the door was open to Air Force One. That's remarkable. Talk to me about the brown bread and the scones.
I said to him that my wife Jo would made very high quality brown bread, so he said, could I get him some of it? So I got him some scones, and he was came through, and his next visit through, I brought them down to him, so he was delighted with it, and Barbara said it was very good, lovely bread entirely.
Did he make many, if any, visits as president to Shannon?
No, he never did. No, he never came through as president. Mm. And he only came through when he had retired. I just noticed, as I said, it was in the 30th of the 4th, 95.
Yes.
But I know he had come through a few other times when he had retired, and he had asked about me because the various people who had met him, like the soup and the guard, and those would give me messages to say he was on and through.
Very nice.
But I was lovely. He was very interested in how we were doing, you know. And in the 80s, Ireland was kind of in a slump and off, but Shannon was flying it, and there was a very strong dollar at the time, and we had all our goods priced in dollars, so we were delighted. And I remember I met the Secretary of the Treasury once, and I was telling him, keep the dollar strong because we're gaining a lot of appreciation on it.
Absolutely. And it's interesting that, you know, he had an interest in Shannon, as you say, because if you look at it in a broader sense and you contrast him with some of what happened maybe when Bill Clinton was in office or even before him, Ronald Reagan coming to Ballyporeen, George Bush probably wouldn't be remembered as being, compared to some other presidents, the biggest friend of Ireland, but yet at the same time a strong interest there. Another friend of mine, a chap called Daniel from Louisiana, put a photo up on Facebook of how he met George Bush in Shannon actually in 2005, and talked about him being very approachable, and the two of them had a long conversation. It wasn't just you he was hanging out with, Liam, by the sounds of it at the airport.
He was generally, he was just lovely, very decent and very interesting man.
It was a sad one then, I imagine, Saturday morning
sad.
To hear the news.
Yeah, I thought very sad for the poor man, and poor Barbara who had gone before him.
He was a lovely man,
just very few, like Vice President or ex-diseased President Bush.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll wish him the best, and may he rest in peace. And Liam, I really appreciate your memories this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Okay.
All the very best. Bye-bye. Liam Skelly there, the former director of Shannon Airport and of Air Rianta International as well, and his memories of the late George Bush Sr. Morning Focus here on Clare FM.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.